8:08. Good morning. So, in just about, say, 2 weeks, campaigns would officially begin. And political parties are gearing up, making final preparations and consultations ahead of the general elections next year. How are opposition political parties faring in Rivers State? Big question. In fact, let me simply put, how is the major opposition political party faring in Rivers State? And if you don't know which one I'm talking about, I'll just spell it out. The APC. Today on the show, we're going to have a conversation on what has been happening in the opposition political party in this state, especially with the recent waves of defections that we've seen going back and forth from PDP to APC and from APC to PDP. Recently, we had some big names as well from the APC move over to the PDP. How is that being handled and how prepared are they for the elections? All of that we'll find out on the show this morning. My guest is the Rivers APC spokesperson, Darlington Owaoju, who will be speaking with us. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. We go over straight to my guest. Good morning to you, Mr. Darlington.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Thanks for having me this morning. Good morning, listeners.
Thank you very much. Although we wished that we had you live with us here in the studio, but then again, well, thank you for making our time to talk via telephone.
Yes, Andrew, my apologies. I think that by next time, should be in the studio.
Hopefully, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Quickly, I'll start off by asking the APC in Rivers State, what is with the APC in Rivers State? How is the party looking like ahead of the campaign season, which is just around the corner for the 2023 elections?
Well, Andrew, to answer your question, I am aware that the IMS official campaign window has not opened. And so, for now, the party is busy engaging individuals, engaging our people at the grassroots. Our target is to ensure that we are able to come to and contain those that do, you know, by thanks to the promotion of liver technology. So that's an action that I know more strongly in the politics of Nigeria.
Mr. Darlington, if I may, you mentioned the Pobo. We are aware of the defections that happened, and some comments that were also made concerning those defections by a former member of your party. I'm talking about the former spokesperson of the APC, Chris Feinbaum. He said a few things about the defection. If you wouldn't mind me, I'll just play that insert so you can hear, and then perhaps we get your reaction to what he said about those defection that held in Opobo from some members of the PDP to the APC. So just listen to what he said, and let's hear your reaction to that and the position of your party to that particular statement.
I am and our father here left with the soul of APC. What they did yesterday, we were part of those who planned it, but we did not agree that we will go and hire people from Ekarabas. We said that we will gather to at least show that we are still breathing. But without us now, you will know that that breathing has... So what is there is that they need encouragement to survive. I won't speak more now. On the 10th, we will speak.
All right, so you heard him, I'm sure, Mr. Darlington, alleging that some of the people at that defection were bought or borrowed, if those were, could be words that explains what he's saying. But he said that it was planned and that people were brought in from Ikotabasi, some part of Akwa Ibom State. How true are those allegations? Mr. Darlington, you might have to speak up a bit more. We be a bit audible because we can't make out what you're saying exactly.
Hello, Andrew, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but then you're not clear enough.
Okay. I said that this is laughable, completely laughable. I think that my former boss is trying to treat his new found but out of comedy. There's no need being think about this thing. Those who are from Obobo Kingdom are aware of the relevance and the importance of who led the book of Christ of Latin Bully.
Okay, Mr. Darlington, sorry to interrupt, but we're having some static. I think maybe you have another device close to you or a radio or whatever you have around you, but we're having static. So if you can move around, perhaps change your location so the conversation can be seamless.
Okay, I'm moving away from where I was.
Okay, I think exactly. We can hear you clearly. This is better now. So, are you denying the allegations being made, or are they factual?
I was trying to respond to that particular allegation.
Yes.
Instead of treat his new friend, political associates, he was trying to treat them the bulk of a comedy.
Mr. Darlington, can we get the names of some people who defected from the PDP to your party in Opobo at Opobo that day? Is it possible to perhaps mention some members? Because from your party, we had Chris Feinbone, who's a former spokesperson of your party. We had the former State House of Assembly aspirant, Sofri Gladstone Dapa. We had the former Commissioner for Transport, George Tolofari, amongst many others who were at that event. So for in your case, which members, prominent members of the PDP were at Opobo who defected to your party?
Yeah, I told you that those who defected were led by Honorable Bugumabi and the former capital chairman of that local government. He led other persons, including the former president of the council. And I'm saying that the crowd we had in October, I described it as a tsunami. Because politics is all about the grassroots. It is ends up at the only unit. It is not done on the basis of municipal law and radio station. And I am saying that you, as a journalist,
but that's what we're doing, having this conversation with you, is to find out.
Of my own claim, please do not believe what anybody is telling you, that we hire things from whatever. But I want to say that we are not claiming to it was resource, mobilize salaries from outside of the people for their sake. the APC opposition political party, and those who joined us joined with the intent of joining us to, because they have seen the light, because they want to change the present narrative in the party. They want to change the style of politics in the past 7 years. And this you will continue seeing. You will see a lot more defectors, particularly from the Obo Kingdom and other local government in River State. I can assure you of that.
Mm. All right. Many would say that in the state, the APC has been a bit quiet ever since the former spokesperson left. And not much has also been heard from the leader of the party, who is the former Minister of Transport. How true are those rumors? Is there anything? Because many would say you would see the level of sensitization being conducted by the ruling party and expect that similar level, if not more, should be carried out by the major opposition party in the state, which is your party, the APC. Are there any truth in any of these rumors that perhaps the defection of the former spokesperson and some other board members of the party in the state has negatively affected the party?
I think that is a fantastic lie. It is a fantastic lie, because under the leadership of IG Pemeka Dike, the chairman of this, we have not proved that a lot of the programs, maybe we do not come to the media to advertise for me to worry about them. Let me tell you that we have programs planned for each local government area in River. We have programs planned for the 6 units in River State. We have programs that goes across the 319 wards in River State. If you would carefully analyze the pattern of it, have the APC under IG Pemeka Dike, you would agree with me that the narrative has suddenly changed. People are not seen as important. People are not seen as team. Voters are like as I said before. And the leadership of the party is interested in talking to the people at the grassroots, because that is the people who are going to decide who will become governor of River State in 2023. They are the people who are going to decide the destiny of this state. And so we are interested in talking to the state. And when I had to remember the case, we have seen a change in the narrative. And it is a fantastic life again. For anybody to suggest that the APC has been quiet, it is completely nothing.
Okay, Mr. Darlington, thank you. Just hold your thoughts there for a minute. If you just tuned in, this is The Morning Crossfire. You can be a part of the conversation on social media. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. You can drop your comments, ask your questions. You can also ask your questions on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. You can send in those messages, WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. What questions you want me to ask the spokesperson of the APC here in the state, Darlington Nwaoju? Again, Facebook, we're live, Nigeria Info PH. On Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. You can drop those comments. We'll be going on a short commercial, but then before we do so, I'd like you to just quickly react to this. There are speculations that there might be some form of disunity or some people who might not be happy at the emergence of the governorship candidate of your party. And we're aware that some of them are even in court for one reason or the other. Are there any sort of reconciliation activities going on? Many would expect that the APC, being a major opposition party in the state, should have his house in order ahead of the elections to put up a good fight against the ruling PDP. For your party at the moment, are there any sort of reconciliation going on? And if there is, how far has it gone?
Now, Andrew, let me say this.
In 2 minutes, please.
Yes, the emergence of our candidate, Pastor Agitel Torekul, MNI, is the best thing that could happen to River State. I say this with all sense of humility, all sense of seriousness, because if we want to look at the trajectory of River in the past 7 years, then you would agree with me that we need a man that is business-minded, a man that has a world view in order to attract foreign and local investment.
But people are saying that he was handpicked and it was handpicked and wasn't very on ground with the party activities, and that has been the comments in public space.
Hello, Andrew.
Yes.
That is another fantastic lie.
So nobody in the APC is angry at the emergence of your candidate.
It is not everybody that enjoys your style of presentations. Likewise, myself, it is not everybody that is happy that is fit for the APC. And so these are natural human vagaries. And so when you see persons who, one or two persons who are disenchanted or who are not happy about a particular protest, it is normal. But that is not to say that the party has derailed. That is not to say that the party is not on course. The APC in River State is on course.
All right, Mr. Darlington.
I was telling you that Rivers State should be grateful and thankful that somebody like Pastor Architecture for MMI will.
All right, Mr. Darlington, just hold your thoughts. We need to go on a short commercial. Thank you. We'll go on a short commercial. The conversation continues. The conversation continues when we return. We go on a short commercial now. And just to add, well, not everybody might like something, but if everybody's in support of it, everybody works for the good of that thing. Perhaps you'd react to that when we return after the break. Send in your questions on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. We are live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. Drop your comments. I'll be taking them after we return from this break. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. The Morning Crossfire continues after now. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on The Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Conversation continues this morning on The Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. We have a question up there for you to respond to. And it's very simple. There are opposition political parties in the country that are prepared for 2023. That's the big question. How prepared are opposition parties in Rivers State ahead of the 2023 election? If you want, if you think they are, well, tell us. Let's find out. Drop your comments, Nigeria Info PH, on Facebook Live. How prepared are opposition political parties in River State ahead of the 2023 elections? Some comments on Facebook here. Chili Edwin says, the APC is ably prepared to take power in the state, but the people who created the opportunity for the unfortunate disaster that happened to this people are now regretting, and Rivers people are in a hurry. Okay. Sax Prince says, Ifeemi, good morning. Please help me ask the guest in the studio to tell us the names of those who decamped to their party, and also ask him how prepared are they for the forthcoming election, because from my opinion, I don't think that their party is prepared for the race, or do they have an underground plan that we don't know? Valentine on Facebook says, there's no formidable opposition in the state except SDP and APC. Okay, because of the absence of its former... And APC is weakening because of the absence of its former spokesperson, Chris Finebone. That's from Valentine Zabi. Another comment on Facebook, Victorious Peter says, The major opposition party I see in the state is now SDP. APC is dead in the state. I'm watching from Lagos. Okay, Victorious Peter from Lagos. We have the spokesperson of the Rivers APC with us live via telephone, Darlington Nwaoju. Hello, Mr. Darlington. Thank you for staying on the line.
Thank you once again.
I'm sure you heard some of the comments there from Facebook.
I heard some of the comments. Now, if I may, let me react quickly to some of those comments. I think that some of those persons, the last comment that I heard was from someone based in Lagos. No wonder I would forgive the person because the person actually lives or stays or does business in Lagos State. You and because he's not living in Rivers State. Now, you would agree with me, and I have challenged you before over this. The task of the media is not just to set agenda for political discourse. The task of the media, especially in this part of Nigeria, is to ensure that the information that comes out from political actors and political parties is correct. You have checked.
And that's what we're doing now. We're fact-checking from you, who's the spokesperson for your party.
Andrew, I am challenging you after the information that is coming out from the APC angle. That is the challenge I am giving to you this morning and to your station. Now, APC in Rivers State is the only political party that has an organic structure of 25 persons in each of the 6,866 polling units of Rivers State. I challenge you as to, contradict this fact. This is a fact. And if voters are kings and queens, if votes will count in 2023, then no serious-minded person who reads the barometer of political temperature of Rivers State should underrate the APC. And I want to say that the 2020 election is ours to lose. Because like I said before, the ruling PDP has made it very, very easy for us to campaign.
But
the PDP has given us enough campaign materials.
Okay, if you're saying...
We are going to make it as abundantly clear to the people of Rivers State why APC is the best of anything.
All right, Mr. Darlington. If you're saying that the APC is ready and coming to the elections as one united family, what would you then say about the cases you have in court? We know that one of the governorship aspirants took the party to court, Bernard Miko, to be exact. He's dragging Toyinka, the APC,
and INEC.
Let me finish. He says it's for non-compliance with the Electoral Act. We also have, I think, Ojukaye Flagamakri applying to join that particular suit. So you have these cases in court. Has it been looked into? Are you trying to resolve it? Are there any other ones that we need to know about? What's the state of things from this perspective?
First of all, you must know, the APC is not the only political party that was dragged to court.
But how is the APC handling its own issues?
Hold on. I want that fact established. If that is already taken, then I want to say that nothing can stop the APC from being on the ballot in 2023. You can take that again to the bank. Nothing can stop the APC from running elections, from fielding its candidates in 2023 and winning the election. Because I've told you before, if politics is about numbers, it's about people, we have the people at the grassroots. There is no other political party in Rivers State that has the opening structure that the APC has in Rivers State. 25 persons in each of the 6,866 polling units in Rivers State. Well, if you work it out, how many is that? Each of those persons have friends and family. Each of those persons can convince another 10 persons. And you are saying that the APC is not prepared? Then underrate us at your own peril.
What would you make then about the comments by the ruling party and the governor of the state saying, I mean, his party is in charge and they also have a similar structure? Because they would say exactly what you're saying now with regards to structure. And we've been hearing of the sensitization campaigns that they've been embarking on. And they've also said that they are in charge and there's nothing that's going to make them lose the forthcoming election because they are very prepared. So, you're saying this, they are saying that. How would you respond to the governor's comments, too, about the situation of his party and how it's in charge in the state?
Andrew, from what we have seen and what is in the public domain, is the fact that the other part, our neighbors, are busy going to local government on fanfare and all that. Now, we are not prepared to do fanfare. We are hitting our boots on the ground. We are doing the job, we are doing the field work, and we are engaging with the voters directly. And we are going to the polling units. We are interested in the polling units. We are, the, of course, that is the action, the center of action in 2023. And so whatever anybody decides to do, whether those shows or whatever, it is their own style, it is their own strategy. But we know that votes we got in 2023, and we are interested in getting those who will make things happen in 2023. That is the voters. We are talking to the voters. We are interested with what and how the voters feel. We are feeling the pulse of the voters in order to know what and what we have to offer to the people of the
state. So quickly,
our governorship candidate is prepared. He has rolled up his sleeve on his job.
All right.
He is prepared.
All right, Mr. Darlington. All right, Mr. Darlington. Mr. Darlington, just clarify for us. So I need you to tell us this. Your party at the moment is not affected by the defection of your former spokesperson, Chris Finebone. And also, we also had Senator Magnus Abe leaving your party with his own supporters or followers. You're saying all of these doesn't affect the APC in Rivers State at any level in any way?
Andrew, I'll start by responding to the second name you mentioned. Senator Magnus Abe long left the APC and has not been part of what we are doing in the APC. And even he himself, you know, alluded that much. You know, so if you mentioned, I think that the press should stop talking about Abe or associating Abe with the APC. As far as we are concerned,
he says he's supporting your presidential candidate. So?
Andrew, please, whatever any individual talks about the APC, you know the right channel to channel your questions about the APC and what is happening in the APC. We have a state party chairman who runs the affairs of the party smoothly, seamlessly, very well, fantastically well, and we have the organs of the party that are so officially recognized. You don't talk about persons who are outside of the party, you know, allowing them to make references or make comments concerning our party.
And before you go, Mr. Wauju.
He's a member of the FDP, please.
All right, before you go, then, please.
Now, going to the issue of Chris Rambo, let me tell you this. It is not true that the party is affected by his exit. We wish him very well. And we are saying that ever since he left, it is very, very clear to everybody, even the blind can see, that the FDP is even
Mr. Wauju. Mr. Wauju, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You made your point. We don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time, Mr. Wauju. Thank you. We have to draw the curtain here and allow you leave. Thank you very much for being a part of the conversation this morning. By the way, hopefully we're getting to hear from the leader of the party pretty soon, because many have been asking questions why we've not heard from the former Minister of Transport in a while, especially with the campaign periods just around the corner.
Hello, Andrew, can you hear me?
Go on.
Yes, he has, all this while, he's been undergoing his law study. And he just finished his exam. If you must know. And so, the former minister has been engaging with stakeholders at different levels. He's been making a lot of shuttles between Abuja and Port Harcourt to discuss with stakeholders. They put the party in the right frame of mind for 2023. We are ready for the business.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Nwawoju, for your time.
Thank you.
All right. There you have it. Spokesperson of the APC in Rivers State. Well, so what's your say on this? How prepared are opposition political parties in Rivers State ahead of 2023? We'll take a few of your comments on Facebook now. This one is from Maggi Precious. Good day. As for me, he says the ruling party is out. Prince of Ofurum Solomon says APC in Rivers State is getting it right. Okay. Alozie King says the current state of the APC is more united than other political parties in the state. Jolly Nweke says Chris Feinbund made that statement to please and impress his new family as he defected to the PDP alone, for he has never been a grassroots politician. APC is taking over. All right, let's see how that goes. We're still live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, so you can join the conversation and drop your comments. Meanwhile, we'll go over to the phone lines and we're asking, how prepared are opposition political parties in Rivers State ahead of 2023? You heard from the spokesperson of the APC, and the APC happens to be one of those opposition political parties. How ready, how prepared are they? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. Now, those are the numbers for you to call and make your contribution. Let's hear from you. How prepared are opposition political parties ahead of the general elections in Rivers State? On WhatsApp, this one says, I want to say that it is only a man who does not understand damages APC have brought upon Nigerians that will vote the APC again. Christian sent in that message. This one says, good morning. Can't get what you're saying there. This one says, Peter Obi is campaigning for Nigerians who won't vote in the U.S., a comment by a Baptist who lives in Europe. Let me clarify this. Peter Obi's Euro-USA trip is a smart political move. Demonstration that Peter Obi's focus isn't just to get votes, but to rebuild Nigeria. Okay. Greetings, Ifeemi. I think it is political amateur and self-deception for Chris Feinbund and his group to pose that their defection to the PDP spells demise of APC in Opobo. Rivers should be concerned about socio-economic and political regression in the state. Chris Feinbund has gone for his stomach, and I'm sure the governor and Rivers people are aware that buses were stationed at designated places to convey people to Opobo as PDP crowd. Amy Ferraga sent in this one. Okay, so it's... Alozie King from Omuma says, seeing is believing. Massive defection that happened at the Opobo where PDP members crossed carpet to APC is nothing but truth over truth. Statement by former spokesperson of Rivers APC is laughable gibberish. In Opobo, Chris Feinbund is not a bone of contention. Compared to Dakoko Peter's side. Alozie King from Omuma sent in that message. This one says, hi, Andrew. Rivers, they cannot afford to lose the APC come 2023. APC giving it right this time is getting it right this time. Prince from Alu sent in that message. This one says, good morning, Ifeemi. Rivers APC is on life support. SDP is stronger than Rivers APC. Leadership has destroyed Rivers APC. Prince is calling from Ele Paramon. Good morning to you, Prince.
Yeah, Andy, good morning.
All right, go on. 30 seconds, please.
I listen to the spokesman of APC. I think he does something making noise. Imagine the rally they did on Thursday. In climate, like, he went to Akwa Ibom State to hire people through the boat.
He says it's not true.
He will not tell that it's true, man, because he said that they hired people. But he did what he did rally on Saturday. This rally shake a total. Even that was very surprised. So I think APC is dead. He's saying that the APC is still alive in the total. When people like Sanjaja have left, Kenneth Minima, General Kenneth Minima has left, and so many others. He's telling me, who's Anand Mabran? Sim, Fuba made him, recommended Robert Mampan to Governor Wike to make him caretaker chairman. When Sim refused to make him the current chairman, when Sim chose the current chairman, he ended up picking him to lead the
Prince, the question remains, how prepared are opposition political parties? Are they prepared ahead of 2023?
APC is not prepared.
Alright, thank you very much, Prince. Alozie is calling from Omuma. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Alright, talk to us.
Andrew, the question you are asking, how well is APC faring in Rivers State? I will start by saying this. Considering what is happening in PDP, you agree with me that APC is the most united party in Rivers State. Now, talking about the candidature of APC to win election, you cannot use the governor as a candidate of APC to compare to that of Sim Fubara. For several solid good years, we have never seen human capital development. The current governor of Rivers State has undermined the welfare of the state. No employment, no pension, no payment of gratuity. And other ones.
But you are aware we have other opposition political parties too, as well.
I think he didn't mean well for Rivers State people. APC will take back the Greek class, COP 2023.
All right, Alozie, thank you very much. But then I think it's important for us to note that we have other candidates and other opposition political parties in the state and not just the APC who are doing well. We have Labour, we have Accord, we have SDP, and all of these political parties have candidates who are known and who are also, you know, plotting to see that they find their way into Brick House come 2023. The overall question is, how prepared are they to wrestle power from the leading party at the moment? That's the big question. So we take one more call and then we wrap things up this morning. Good morning, Nigerian Info.
Yo, good morning, my brother, man.
Yeah, go on.
Thank you, man. Good news, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go on, good news, go on.
Let me tell you that, number one, APC is very, very ready to take over the vast states. If you see, follow what the campaign, the movement of Tonyo Cole and his team and all the APC candidates, the sensitization issue, it's not by putting canopy, calling people, gathering people, calling your fellow APC members. Why we even did what we did, the testing we did in Opobo, is because we want to tell Opobo people that we are on ground in Opobo. And when they saw the way we came out, they started carrying propaganda that to carry people from a quarter basin. Meanwhile, there are the people, my own brothers from Opobo here, Emawa, had won the growth of Opobo for Opobo rally. How did they manage to go Opobo? But also, we are on ground here watching what was happening. We refuse to go there. We allowed the Opobians to stand and do their own thing.
Okay, thank you very much. With that contribution, we wrap things up this morning. Thank you for your time. Jude is coming up next with Hello Port Harcourt. Stick around for it. The Morning Crossfire comes your way again tomorrow morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Have a great day.